Well, thank you for the readings and the songs tonight so far. It's been great. And to Pew Pew Puppets, which we do for the kids, but really we know the adults enjoy it as well. So, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? Come on, it's the happiest season of all. All right, for real though, Christmas is my favorite holiday the whole season. And for most of us, we love it. We love the lights on the houses as we walk or drive around. We love the food that we get to share. We love spending time with friends. You know, the beautiful wrapped gifts under our trees. Time off school for the kids. Time off work for adults. You know, our Christmas traditions. The Christmas songs that we get to sing. The snow that falls. The magic that feels like it's in the air. Remembering Christmas pasts, you know, Christmas Eve services like this, carol singing, you know, we try to make it so beautiful during this season. We have our tree that the young adults decorate. We have this beautiful Advent project that many in our congregation have put together and worked on. And so this season, during Christmas, there is a great joy in this season. You can see it on people's faces. You can experience it just kind of being out there in the air and being around. And Christmas gives us a joy. Christmas does give us a joy. But what happens when things don't work out at Christmas during this season? What happens when you don't get the present that you wanted? What happens when the lights that you set up in your house all pretty and you go to plug them in and they don't turn on? What happens when you sit down for your nice meal and it's overcooked, undercooked, or 3 hours late? What happens when your plans for Christmas turn out that you can't have them because of COVID and you have to restrict what you're doing? What happens when the season doesn't go as you had planned? When these external things that we often talk about that mark the season of Christmas, these activities, these physical things, these different symbols, what happens when they don't work out as we want? Do we lose that joy during the season? Do we miss out on the joy that happens during the Christmas season? Well, you know, maybe we think when that happens, we can just move on to the next celebration, you know? What comes right after this? New Year's. So what a better way to, you know, maybe perk us up if Christmas didn't do it, to find that joy. Maybe we move to the new year. We set some new goals for the year and we say, I'm going to do this. This is going to make my life better. And then what happens? Well, January happens and we don't fulfill those goals. So we move on to the next celebration. Maybe whatever it is. You know, Valentine's Day, I'll find true love. This will help me. And you know, as we look at some of these external things and as we look at the season of Christmas, I believe that Christmas does give us a joy, but Christmas gives us a joy that we can actually have all year long because of the glorious grace of Jesus. Not because of all of these external things, not because of the symbols that we use to celebrate Christmas, though those are good, they're fun to engage with, but when they don't work out, what is there? And what we need to remember is that Christmas, as we gather together to celebrate and remember it, is the birth of Christ. And the birth of Christ is that symbol that God took the first step to write the relationship. That God is the one that moved to us. He took the first movement to welcome us to himself. I don't know if you've ever had an argument, I'm sure you have, with somebody in the past, and maybe they were the one that was wrong, right? There's always the other person that was wrong. But the reality is, in most conflict situations, you both had some part to play. Well, as we jump into Isaiah, we've been in the book of Isaiah for the month of, or for the time of Advent as a church, looking through various different chapters. And what we see in Advent, in the first kind of 10 chapters, is that Israel, the nation Israel, who God loved, his people, they fell short all the time. In so many different ways, they didn't live up to the standard of what God had for them. And that's what Isaiah talks about in chapter after chapter as he speaks to them through Isaiah. It talks about missed opportunities that they had to trust, to choose the way to follow God. Instead, they chose to make their own way, to trust in themselves, to trust in their own power, to align themselves, as Isaiah is talking about. They're in trouble at this day, and the nation Israel is in trouble because there's actually all these armies around them, and they're given an opportunity. God says, if you trust in me, I'll make sure they don't triumph over you. But instead, the nation says, you know what, God, this army over here looks pretty good. I'm going to side with them. And God says, that army over there is actually a tool that I made. You need the creator. You need to trust me. And he's given this great opportunity. Israel is given this opportunity to either trust God or trust one of the tools that he made. They choose wrong. But in chapter 11 of Isaiah, what happens is God tells them that he is going to make the first move. That even though there is a conflict between God and them, and they are the people that have caused all of the problem, God has done nothing wrong. He is perfect. He is holy. Unlike the conflicts that we may have, where we are to blame sometimes for part of it, God says, you know what? I am willing to offer to you grace, and I'm going to make the first step to move forward, though I don't have to. Though you don't deserve it, though I've offered this before, I am going to come to you. I am going to draw near to you. And that's what Christmas, the celebration of Christmas, is about. That's why at Christmas, it can give us a joy that we can have all year long because Jesus made the first move, that God made the first move in drawing near, living among us. And so what we have in Isaiah chapter 12 is six verses, and it's a song. It's a song that talks about something that's going to happen in the future for them. For us, we've realized this truth. We live, actually, in this song. This is the song that we, today, because Jesus came at Christmas, because he lived the life that he lived, died on the cross for our sins, rose again, and is going to return, we can sing this song with joy and have joy all year long. But for them, it's not there yet. For them, they're waiting in anticipation. Like on Thursday morning when my kids woke up and told me, hey, Dad, in 48 hours, Christmas is happening. And they're counting down the days. Isaiah is counting down the time. And so it says, in that day you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. And so the main thing as we celebrate Christmas is this reminder that God was angry with them justifiably. Yet his anger was turned away. And not only did his anger turn away, he put that anger on Jesus who came to dwell among us. But it says that he comforts us. He doesn't just say, fine, whatever, I'm not angry with you anymore, go run and play. He gives his righteous, just anger. He accomplishes that and puts it on Jesus. But then he says, come near, I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to give you peace. I am going to be your strength. We're not going to go through the whole passage tonight, but as it talks about in verse 2, it says, surely God is my salvation. God has come and God has saved me. He has drawn near to me and he has saved me. And it says that he's saved me. And as a result of this, in verse 3, it talks about with joy now, you can go to the wells and pull up the wells of salvation, and you can draw from the wells of salvation with joy. And I think that's what's so important here is, as Isaiah is painting this picture of what God expects, he's painting this picture of Israel's best, when they're at their best. They're not there right now. Right now, they're still sinning, they're doing bad. But he's painting this picture of what it'll be like when they're at their best. Well, what we know is we never actually make it to our best, right? That's why Jesus came down. That's why we have Christmas. Is left to our own devices, there is no best for us. We can try to pull up our bootstraps, work a little bit harder, but the reality and the glorious grace of the gospel and of Jesus is that Jesus moved on our behalf first, and he came near, and he said, I have a solution. Because I want to dwell among you. I want to know you. I want you to know me. And I want you to be able to live your life filled with praise. I want you to be able to live your life with hope. I want you to live your life knowing me and knowing my great deeds, as Isaiah says, to know the great deeds that I have done and to proclaim those great deeds to others. And so as we go on in this verse, we're going to sing a couple more songs. One of them is Joy to the World. And in here it talks about this joy that we have in verse 6. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. It's not just enough to experience the grace of God and his salvation, but it talks about how we are to praise him, but also how we are to tell others about that. We're going to sing a song called Go Tell It on the Mountain as well, because that's our job. If this is our song, if we've experienced the grace of God, if we've experienced God moving first, drawing near, living among us, if we've understood that, as a result, we're called to praise him. We're called to praise him not individually, just individually, but together as a group to lift up his deeds, but then we're also called to go and take the message and remind other people. So in this coming year, I want you to praise the Lord for sending Jesus to dwell among us and then live in us through his Holy Spirit. Remember that you can trust and not be afraid of anything in this coming year. You don't need to be afraid of COVID, financial ruin, addictions, anything that is in your life, because the Lord can be your strength. He can be your hope. He can be your defense. Remember that this year, that the Lord is our salvation, or he can become your salvation this evening as you hear this message. So whatever 22 can throw at us, whatever it can throw at your family or this world, what we need to remember is that God is in control. He has come to live among us, to know us. And because of that, because of his moving first, Christmas can give us a joy that we can have all year long because of the glorious grace of Jesus.